Is TV compatibility a thing that you need to have? Alex says, listen, I really want a guy, like if I'm going to like him, he's got to like the same shows. For example, it's got to be something like involving The Office.
Oh, right. Turn.
Wait. No. It means bear right.
No.
Up there.
It said right. It said take a right.
No. Look, it means go up to the right, bear right, over the bridge, and hook up with 307.
Make a right.
Maybe it's
turn.
A shortcut, Dwight. It said go to the right.
It can't mean that. There's
look,
a lake
right
there.
I think it knows where it's going.
This is the
lake. Machine
this
knows.
This is the lake.
Stop yelling at me.
No, it's
stop
not
yelling.
There's no road here.
See, I like that one. Maybe I'll date Alex. 317-239-1009. Live the Web Girl. What are we getting on our Joe and Alex show? Social media.
Lindsay said, if you don't like SpongeBob, we can't even be friends, let alone date. But good thing, my fiance loves SpongeBob, so I don't think I have to worry about that.
Woo!
And then Olivia says, been married for 15 years, and we have never liked the same TV shows. We only watch Walking Dead together.
All right, let's go to Paige on the Joe and Alex show. You disagree with this. Let's hear why.
All right, so my husband and I have been together for like 5-6 years, and we do not, absolutely do not have the same taste in TV shows or movies.
Really? And it doesn't bother you? You don't wish that he did?
No, because then I have some peace and quiet away from him.
Can I ask, do you mind if I ask how old you are?
I am 27.
Okay.
What, do you think? She like 47 or something?
Well, I didn't know. I feel like maybe it could also be an age thing. Like maybe younger people would have more of a problem with it than older. I was just curious. I mean, obviously that didn't prove my point, so, but I don't know.
All right, hey, Paige, thank you for calling in this morning.
He did tell me, this guy that I've been texting, he told me that, just like me, he went out with a girl, and on the date, she said she didn't like The Office, and he never spoke to her again.
Oh, wait, you're telling... Okay, well, then maybe she didn't like this.
I'm not offended by homosexuality. In the 60s, I made love to many, many women, often outdoors, in the mud and the rain. And it's possible a man slipped in. Would be no way of knowing.
No way of knowing. No way of knowing.
Ayanna, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you think?
Yes, I also have a fiance. We've been together for about 13 years, and we do not watch the same thing. He watches his TV downstairs. I watch his mine upstairs. I love Ratchet Reality. He absolutely hates it.
Ratchet Reality for the win.
Yes, so he's just like, I don't understand why you watch this. And I love it, but we have something to talk about at the end, and we laugh about our show.
So let me ask you this. Are you and your fiancé both very opposite in personality? Like, are you guys opposites or very similar?
We definitely are the opposite.
See?
Attract.
And
couples,
so,
everything is yeah. opposite about us.
Here's why I say, so I think that my rule is correct, and I think it's important to only for people like me. So to you, you don't mind dating your opposite, but for me, I do not like to date my opposite. So I will know, based on what kind of TV shows somebody thinks are funny, if we are going to be compatible. We are going to be a lot more alike in personality and
noticed,
get along more.
Have you noticed that your rule is for all the single people out there that don't have anybody in their life?
That's not necessarily true. How old are you, by the way, if you don't mind me asking?
I will be 29 on next Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh,
right.
Really, really old?
So I think I think if you are somebody that needs to date someone similar to you, then that is when this becomes important. If you don't need to date someone similar, then it wouldn't matter to you.
317-239-1009. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. Who is this?
Yazid.
What's up? What do you want to say?
I don't think it's true because my dad and mom have been married for like 30 years and they're like the exact opposite of each other, and then they love each other to death. And for me, it's like
that you know of.
Yeah. In the outside picture, at least.
That's all that matters. You can hate each other, but as long as you put on a good front, it's okay.
I'm just saying, I have a very specific type of sense of humor, and The Office is a very specific type of sense of humor type of show. Like, even one of my best friends does not think it's funny, and I just, like, I don't get that about her.
When two gay men have sex, how do they know whose penis will open up to accept the other person's penis?
That pretty much is Alex in a
Valid questions.
If you don't think that's funny, you can't date Alex.
That's right.
Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex show. Do you agree with this whole TV compatibility thing, or you think it's not that big of a deal?
I mean, I just don't really agree with it because me and my boyfriend have been together for 5-6 years, and we actually just got engaged.
Won't last.
We are...
Just kidding.
We are completely the same person in every way. We just watch different shows. He hates what I watch on TV.
Yeah.
And I hate what he watches on TV, but...
I hate that the women watch The Bachelor, especially, I don't mind if you're a single girl like Alex who dreams of love, but like my wife, Lindsay, for example, watching The Bachelor and Bachelorette, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with our relationship that you've got to like look at some other dream guy?
That is insane.
And why do other women want to watch this dude when he's banging and making out and spreading stuff around to 20 other chicks?
That is not even the show.
If I did that in real life, if I was a guy and 20 women were in my thing, you'd say I'm a dog and I'm dirty.
Yeah, but this is the show.
Oh, but it's a show, so it's okay.
Well, yeah.
Step outside of this, ladies. You're crazy. But I don't know. Alex, I think this is just another example of you having some like weird, quirky thing that,
whatever,
you know.
Real Office fans know.
He doesn't like The Office, so I'll never, ever say yes to him, ever.
Real Office fans know how important it is.